You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Roto Experts with your hosts, Mike Blewett and George Kurtz. Now, here's Mike and George.
There's that sound. The sound of the start of another edition of the Roto Experts. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Mike Blewett along with my co-host, George Kurtz. We are the Roto Experts, and we're going to take you around the world in the NFL for the next couple of hours. So, George, we got started on Thursday night, as we always do during the NFL season, with yet another kind of clunker of a Thursday night game. Texans take out the Bengals 13-9. It's safe to say that the Bengals are struggling mightily on offense. They are the first home team since 1939, the first team to open up with two home games and not score a touchdown. I think that says everything about their inability to produce points right now.
Yeah, that game was pretty painful. It was tough to watch that. One of the rare football games that I'm actually looking for something else to do while the game is on. That's how bad that was. You know, what work can I do around the house? Anything need spackling? I mean, it was bad. Then the offensive coordinator paid the price.
Yeah, Ken Zampezi gets taken out yesterday. The Bengals really are not the type of team to do that. But unfortunately, Ken Zampezi will not be with the team any longer. So Andy Dalton's career numbers in Zampezi through the 18 games. He took over as offensive coordinator last year, the beginning of last year, when Hugh Jackson left to be the Browns head coach. Prior to that, Jay Gruden had been the offensive coordinator. So Cincinnati had a long run of successful offensive coordinators. Zampezi had been the quarterback's coach through all of that time for more than a decade. He'd been with the team for 15 years. Andy Dalton's numbers with him in the 18 games, 63.5% completion percentage. But, George, 18 touchdowns to 12 interceptions, 87 quarterback rating, not really the kind of stuff that you need from a team that is looking to obviously challenge for playoff spots.
No. Listen, it wasn't working. You want to play the offensive coordinator, fine. Maybe that whole staff has just run its course. You know, Andy Dalton's run his course. So it could be one of a number of things. We've been wondering why they don't get this ball with Joe Mixon for, why it's still a sort of a timeshare with Jeremy Hill when Mixon's obviously the better player. A lot of strange things going on in Cincinnati. Once the offensive coordinator goes, I think Marvin Lewis knows it's pretty much put up a shut out time that he'll be gone next.
Yeah, I mean, it's 15 years now for Marvin Lewis, and he still has yet to win a playoff game. So continuity is one thing, but continuity of the failure that they continue to go through is entirely another kettle of fish. We are dealing with a team with all kinds of talent on the roster. Maybe people thought they bottomed out last year, but George, I've kind of been on record with this team. I thought these offensive line issues were great enough that it would really hold them back, and it appears to be the case at least through two games.
You actually are on that record about that. You've been saying that since as long as I can remember now, a couple of months now. I don't know if I blame it all on the offensive line, though. I didn't think the offensive line was terrible Thursday night.
Yeah, we'll talk a bit more about the Bengals. We'll obviously talk about the Texans and Deshaun Watson getting his first win right out of the gate. It's Mike and George on the Roto Experts. Thanks for joining us on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. Are you looking for the most complete college football coverage on Saturday morning? Then tune into College Football Today with Joe Lisi and Rich Sermonello on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We break down every FBS conference, give you expert in-depth game analysis, and provide you with game predictions to get you set for kickoff. Your Saturday will be rocking as we talk with your favorite players from every school. Tune in every Saturday morning and start your tailgate off with us. We have you covered.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
I think someone has a crush on you.
Okay, who?
Let's make a game of it. One of these is a lie. He's 6'4". He collects stuffed exotic birds. He spends his free time trying to save lives.
Are you talking about Kevin?
Yeah! He's a registered bone marrow donor. Last week he got a call. He might be a match.
He's so cute. Oh, yes.
You could be a life-saving match for a patient with blood cancer. Learn more at dkms.org.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Back on the Roto Experts, Mike and George, recapping the Texans Bengals. We're going to take you through all the games later in the show. We're going to keep you abreast of the injury situations and the major pieces of news in the NFL here in this segment. So, George, as we continue on the game from the other night, so they fire Ken Zampezi basically is a total lack of any really ability to go down and score, specifically score touchdowns. And, you know, I was watching some coverage yesterday, and I think they're at the end of the first half there, they're moving the ball down the field. They get a huge pass from Andy Dalton to Alex Erickson, and they basically have, with time running out, they basically have 2-3 shots at the end zone. And on both plays, the offensive line breaks down. Dalton ends up basically throwing it out of bounds on both plays. They ran the same play. A.J. Green was covered both times. Eifert was covered. They didn't really do anything to switch it up. And then towards the end of the game, Alex Erickson is seeing more targets than A.J. Green is. He got targeted four times in the second half, I believe it was. So he's the best player on the team. So I'll leave you with that.
Yeah, obviously that's not what you want. I'll paraphrase Joe Girardi there. But is it all, you know, the offensive coordinator's fault? I mean, I always find it funny like this, Mike. If you're willing to fire any head coach or coach, no matter what happens after two games, then why were they there to begin the season? Because obviously two games is a small sample size. You didn't give them much of a chance.
I totally
agree. So I just find that strange. I would always ask myself that question as a general manager, owner, whatever. If I'm willing to fire this guy after two games, then I probably should have fired him in the offseason.
Yeah, it means that the 16 games last year you were uncomfortable with, right? They didn't like what they saw, but they're like, all right, maybe he can fix it going into this year. If that's the deal, as you're saying, then you're iffy on it. You got to move on. Stinks. The guy was with the organization for a really long time, but did this make it any better? Like, you jammed up the whole middle of the season. The Bills did this last year. It didn't help them much. You know what I mean? Like, did they really have a huge difference between when Greg Roman was the offensive coordinator and then it changed over to Anthony Lynn, who eventually became the interim head coach and is now with the Chargers? Like, no. Like, it just, they continued on having the same troubles that they had. I do think this offensive line is a huge problem for them. I think
Dalton is the type of guy who, let's face it, George, he doesn't have the most ability in the league, so it helps to have all these weapons around him. I also do find it curious that Gio Bernard, as good a player as I think he is, he outsnaps Jeremy Hill and Joe Mixon combined. They had 31 snaps total. Bernard had 33. So as you said, trying to get the ball in Mixon's hands, they gave him some carries, but he's barely out on the field.
It doesn't make any sense. You draft him high. You realize you're going to take a lot of bad PR for what he's done in his past, and then you don't use him. It's just strange. Like I said, it doesn't make much sense. Are you is it your way of admitting your offensive line sucks that bad that you can't have a running game? And once again, how did you not know this going into at least training camp to try to make moves for that during the offseason, during free agency? I said, there's a lot of strange things going on in Cincinnati. It's far from just the offensive coordinator's fault.
I agree. You know, as far as the offensive line is concerned, Andrew Whitworth walked. He's with the Rams. Kevin Zeitler walked. He's with the Browns. Cedric Obui, who's a former high draft pick, he is now at left tackle. I don't think he's getting the job done. You know, it's a tall order going up against Baltimore and Houston to start the season, but, you know, that's who you're competing with, right? This is the AFC. You're going to play the Ravens again. And if you do anything right this season, you'd probably see Houston again in January. So you got to get it fixed. And if it's not, granted, you have some time before the playoffs, but you didn't score a touchdown now through two games, and they're both at home.
Yeah, you lose your first two home games. First two games of the season start 0-2. They're both home games. Man, if you put yourself behind everybody else, that's going to be tough. I thought the Ravens were going to be the team to fall apart in the north of the season. It certainly looks like it's going to be the Bengals.
Yeah. My only regret with my being on record about the Bengals is I do that over-under competition that I talk about with some friends. I didn't take the Bengals under, and I should have. And now I'm sitting staring at a Cardinals over, and I'm not in love with it right now because they're missing their best player. So to close the book on Andy Dalton, 20 of 35 for 224, no touchdowns. So in those two QB leagues, you got problems. Joe Mixon, 9 of 36. This is the only share, George, I have six teams this year. The only Bengals share I have on the offensive side of the ball is one share of Joe Mixon in one league. And it's a really jammed up running back core that I have. I have Mixon and Tevin Coleman and Frank Gore and Rob Kelly. So I don't have a clear one. I have a bunch of maybe twos. So that's not great, but it's why I've held off on Mixon, except for this one time I took a shot. How about yourself? Are you invested in the Bengals at all?
No, I don't have A.J. Green, don't have Dalton, or Eifert for that matter, but I do have Joe Mixon in at least two leagues that I can think of. So it's hurting right now. I really gave him a lot of thought to benching him this week in one of those leagues. Can't in the other. I'm weak at running back. But in the other league, I could have, but I sort of had to put him in there once we heard the stuff about Jordan Howard, that he may had the injury a little late to the late add to the injury report. So I put Mixon in, and boy, am I regretting that decision now.
Yeah, tough. I mean, he caught one pass for 5 yards, 9 carries for 36 yards. So 10 touches on the night in a game where he got, I think it was 16 snaps for him. So they are using when he's out there. Maybe they just don't trust him in certain scenarios. Gio Bernard certainly is a guy that they trust a lot. Even a guy that's coming off of an injury, they trust him a lot. He only had the 7 touches, but I guess they just trust Gio out there to give them different looks. A.J. Green targeted 8 times, 5 catches, 67 yards. That's a double-digit target guy every night. I don't care what the game script is. He's got to be in double-digit targets every week. You pay him like that, he's that good. There's only 3 wide receivers that I would put in his class in the entire NFL. Unfortunately, this year, his fantasy season off to a slow start, and I don't know how much better it's going to get quickly. I do think that you'll see improvement from here because, look, I think a big part of why this all went down, George, is A.J. Green's not a diva in that way. And he spoke up after the game. He was ticked off. He should be. They lost 2 games, but he's also not getting the ball. Alex Erickson's a nice kick returner. Why is he getting targeted like 3 times in the final drive and A.J. Green's not getting the ball?
Green has to get the ball. I mean, before if I was going to make any determinations about A.J. Green, you'd have to watch the tape, make sure he is getting open. Now these double covers, now maybe he's not the step two for all we know. But I do assume, most of it's on the offensive line, most of it's on Andy Dalton making bad decisions. You have to assume that Green is the first target on most of these pass plays. You know, so either Dalton's making wrong reads, or I would think Green's not getting open, or teams are looking to take him out of the game, realizing that with that offensive line, Dalton's not going to have time to go through his progressions. to get to the second, third, and fourth read. You know, so they're forcing Dalton to make those quick decisions, and right now he's making them, and that's taking the ball away from Green. It makes some sense if defenses are doing that.
Yeah, I would agree. So Gio Bernard, 5 carries for 10 yards. He caught 2 passes for 16 yards. John Ross carried the ball 1 time, George, and what happened on that one carry?
I'm going to guess not good.
Fumble. So Jadeveon Clowney picked that ball up in the air, raced back the other way. John Ross was not targeted after that.
Hey, he got tackled by Dalton.
Yeah. I don't know how many snaps John Ross got after that. Jeremy Hill, 1 carry for 2 yards. So for those of you that were hoping for a little something out of Jeremy Hill, hope is not a plan. I don't think anything's going to happen there for you this year unless there are injuries. Let's move over to the Texans side of the ball because they actually won the game. Deshaun Watson, 15 of 24 for 125, George, 5.2 yards per attempt. Not where you want to be, but he does have the long touchdown run. So 49-yard touchdown, 5 carries on 67 yards. I thought he looked very much like a rookie most of the time. The one positive I would say, DeAndre Hopkins getting worked into the game plan as you would want him to be. 7 catches for 73 yards on the 13 targets. I think you have some upside there as Hopkins tries to come along. They're also challenged on the offensive line, going up against a big defensive line like the Bengals. But Watson got through it. I thought he's got enough poise that you could at least glean some positivity from this game.
You can. I mean, technically, I didn't think he looked very good at all outside of the running ability, but that was to be expected. You know, Cincinnati does have a decent defense, above average, so they're going to make life tough. You know, he didn't get sacked 10 times, so there's a bonus there. They looked terrible in week one, a little better here. Watson made some plays with his legs and certainly extended some plays by getting outside the pocket here. So I think Houston made the right decision here to go with Watson. And I think he had to give the rookie a chance. He's sort of, it's baptism by fire now. I don't think he was ready, but I don't think they had a choice either.
Yeah, that's it. The Tom Savage era is over. So they're going to stick with the rookie unless things get really bad or unless he gets banged up. But I think they're going to give him, it's not going to be a quick hook here. If it is, then I'm done with Bill O'Brien. Like, I'm just done with it. You got to stick to what you're saying or make a decision and go with it. As far as Houston rushing attack, Lamar Miller, 18 carries for 61 yards. It never really looked good. The one thing I would say is Deontay Foreman had the 12 carries for 40 yards. He seems to be pushing Lamar Miller for some carries, George.
Yeah, we thought this might happen going in. If I'm a Lamar Miller owner, I'm not happy.
No, it's not good at all for Lamar Miller owners. So we'll come back. We'll talk injuries after the break. It's Mike and George on the Roto Exit.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore. But I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors. So you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today. Unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Fantasy football.
Popular opinion from what I'm looking at is
between two guys,
Shady and Freeman.
It seems to be Shady and Freeman.
And it looks to me, I've seen more Shady than Freeman. And someone just put they want to take Mike Vick.
Mike Vick is not available.
It's crazy to think that you could get McCoy in the second round.
But here we are. We had a lot of Shady. We're getting into Shady. The 15th pick of the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever mock draft is Shady McCoy.
Weekdays from 11 to noon Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Roto Experts in the morning.
Andrew Luck, God knows when he'll be back. It shouldn't be six games. It probably will be shorter than that, maybe.
If you're on the clock this weekend, he's going at a real value right now. You can't just draft Andrew Luck. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. You have to have two quarterbacks on your team. And this way, when Andrew Luck gets back, the team is probably going to be 0-3, so they're going to be some helter-skelter ball games. He's going to be throwing the football a lot on this repaired labrum.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
What up, Dane?
What's going on, Maria? Let me tell you something. You look excited.
I'm so excited.
What are you excited for?
Lineup Lock Live, which is our show every Sunday on Fantasy Sports Network, Dish, Television, YouTube Live, and on the Fantasy Radio app.
I'm excited to wake up early with you on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, all the way to kickoff.
4 hours.
Absolutely. It's going to be the two of us, Emery Hunt, and a cast of experts.
Experts that win fantasy football championships, and they want to help you win, too.
So we'll talk sit starts, we'll talk injuries, we'll talk weather, and we will take your calls and questions and help you win your leagues and win that cash.
So good. So fun. So excited. What can I say?
I cannot think of doing anything else on a Sunday morning. I don't need eggs. I don't need prayer. I just need Lineup Lock Live, 9 a.m. to kick off Easter.
Be there.
We're back on the Roto Experts. Mike and George. Dropping out here. You know, George, one thing I failed to mention about the Bengals, you know what their next game is?
I do not.
It's at Green Bay.
Oh, boy.
So, good luck with
0-3.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always a team or two that we didn't expect it from, and it just starts to unravel during the year, and it's looking like them right now. And, you know, there's usually one or two surprises as well. Doesn't mean they can't turn it around and, you know, finish 8-8 or whatever, but they're staring down the barrel of 0-3, and you don't want that. It's going to be brutal for them. They got 10 days to clean it up, so we'll see what happens. Green Bay coming out of the gate with what looked like a brutal schedule. The Bengals might be a soft landing now, but they had a start with the Seahawks. Now they're going to Atlanta. We'll get into those games in a moment. A couple of big pieces of news, George. Real quick, Kenny Dixon got suspended for another 2 games for substance abuse policy. People are going to say, hey, he's on IR. I know, but Kenny Dixon is a guy that people have in keeper leagues. I'm just telling you, the Bengals have to be immensely frustrated with a young player like this that has now been suspended, got hit twice with suspensions for the substance abuse policy, this one while he's on IR.
Yeah, he won't miss any actual games. He'll serve it while he's suspended. It's the Ravens, not the Bengals. You wonder if the Ravens are going to move on from him. If they just say, hey, you know, we've had it. Obviously, this guy can't get it together, can't control himself, whatever you want to call it. So I wonder if they do move on from him in the World offseason. Fantasy-wise, it doesn't mean much unless the Ravens do.
True. So A couple of other pieces of, as we move on, I guess one thing is that it looks like Aaron Donald is going to be back. We're going to have Gary Davenport on from Fantasy Sharks and Bleacher Report. He's going to be on at a little bit later in the show, and he's going to go over just some defensive stuff. I think we haven't talked too much about IDPs. We haven't talked too much about defenses. George and I were talking during the break. I had to make a defensive move because I drafted the Falcons, George, and the Falcons, I think, showed at the end of last season, plus with the addition of their best defensive back, Marcus Trufant, coming back into the fold. I think they showed that they're an up-and-coming defense. They just started out with kind of a rough schedule because they're playing Green Bay this week, and as I look down their schedule, they're going to be at Detroit. They got Buffalo and then a bye, but they got the Pats coming up. They got Seattle coming up. They got Carolina coming up. You know, not everybody there is juggernauts offensively. I just felt like I needed to move on, and the Rams are actually a pretty good stream this week.
I think the Rams are actually a top 10 defense, so I think they're going to be a starter for most teams. We've all seen what Wade Phillips can do in his first season as defensive coordinator for a team. They destroyed the Colts last week. I know it was the Colts, and you can argue they're not really an NFL team right now, and I probably wouldn't make that debate. I think the Rams are going to have a good success this week as well. The Redskins, you know, they're not their passing offense is not there yet, and they don't have much of a running game. So until they figure that out, it might take a couple of weeks because, hey, you know, you lose Pierre Garçon, you lose DeSean Jackson, Jordan Reed misses most of training camp. Yeah, the passing offense is going to suffer a little bit. Now, we may not be saying this if Terrell Pryor doesn't drop that ball last week, but he did drop it. So once again, that offense looks iffy. I don't think it cures itself Sunday in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's a good point, George. I think we tend to, as a whole, and I'm always really sensitive to this, we tend to gloss over. Actually, you wrote an article about this as well for our Roto Experts Exclusive Edge draft package. You can get the exclusive in-season package now at Roto Experts. Enter promo code FREERADIO for a special discount. So you get all kinds of good rankings in there. Thanks. You get all kinds of good rankings in there and information each and every week. But the thing I was going to mention, George, is that we tend to gloss over when there's moving pieces on offense. People are like, Brandon Cooks arrives in New England. He's immediately going to be the best receiver in the league. Or, oh, Terrell Pryor, he's now on a up-tempo passing offense. It's like, all right, they've never played together before. You don't just start moving everybody around and they're better than they were at the old place. It takes time sometimes. I'm not suggesting that one of these guys can't have a breakout season in a new place. But the track record of wide receivers moving from point A to point B and being breakout stars isn't great.
No, I agree. I said football is—it's not baseball. It's not an individual sport. It's a team sport. And sometimes an off season's not long enough for guys to be comfortable with each other, to have chemistry between quarterback and wide receiver, quarterback and tight end. It takes some time. Sometimes it can take multiple off seasons before they figure that out. But like I said, this is not all that much a shock. That once everything's live, the speed of the game increases, that Washington's had some trouble. But they had some trouble during preseason as well. So like I said, this should not surprise anybody, but I think you're going to have to be patient and not overreact and start releasing players or making bad trades. But it might take until week four before this Washington offense truly clicks.
Yeah, I agree. I think the one thing that I saw from week one, and we'll get into the games later because I want to get back to the injuries in a second, but the one thing I saw from the Washington offense in week one that you have to be mindful of is they still can't run the ball that well. They have a decent power running game, which is where Rob Kelly can be useful, but if you want Rob Kelly to be like the 1,200-yard guy and racking up 100-yard games, that's not happening. They're going to keep throwing the ball. They have a bunch of weapons on the outside, and they're going to throw it. There's going to be a very lopsided attempt from them pass to run ratio. So that's what I saw from week one. I think it'll continue. If the Rams are on your waiver wire as a defense, I'm with George. I think it's top 10 defense. Wade Phillips generally has success in year one with these teams and helping them. And the biggest addition, George, and there's a reason I started going down this track in the first place, is that Aaron Donald is back. He's the best player, best defensive lineman in football. He's the best player on their entire team. It looks like he's ready to start on Sunday against Washington.
Yeah, they say he's going to play. He should be on a pitch count. I think this comes from Wade Phillips himself who said that. Once again, it could be Coach Speak just trying to get Washington off guard here. But Donald is going to play. I think he'll cause his normal havoc, assuming he's in good shape there. So in IDP leagues, yeah, I'm probably starting Aaron Donald. And as we already discussed, in leagues that start defenses, I think the Rams are I write that column for on Thursday's Roto Experts. I think they are a top 10 week, maybe closer to 10 than to 1, because I think you never know at Washington, but I just don't see this being the week that Washington's offense breaks out.
I'm with you. A couple more things to get through as far as injuries are concerned. Sam Bradford had an MRI, George. That surgically repaired left knee, I believe it is. He's had two ACL surgeries on that. It looks like his knee's sore. They needed an MRI on it. It looks relatively clear, but in the article I read, it's that when generally you've had a knee like that repaired twice, MRIs can be a bit murky. So, because it's difficult to see any kind of damage. It looks like I don't think he's injured significantly, but it's just a rough start after having such a great game. He's going up against the Steelers this weekend in what I consider to be probably the premier game this weekend. You really like him to be 100%.
Well, he's not. So, we can forget about that. He's not 100%. He's got it was swelling going on here. Yeah, when they start saying, oh, it was swollen, it was sore. It's not just, oh, I woke up, my knee hurts a little bit. No, it looks fine. You know, this is something worse than that. You know, you don't know what these things are. You mentioned the MRI. Depending on who you talk to, some say it was inconclusive. Some say it was negative. So, okay, you have a couple of tears in there. So much junk, I guess, floating around, they really can't tell. I guess you'll find out on Sunday is really the best thing I can say. Because I think he is going to play, he is going to start. How effective, maybe he can't move. Maybe he's going to be more just a pure pocket passer, and the Steelers will know where he's going to be. How does he handle this? You know, that's going to be a big thing. Is he going to be thinking about his knee during the game? When I tore my ACL, and I did tear it, about a day, 2 days later, you can run on it. The problem is when you stop and cut, that's when your knee collapses. That's sort of what Ryan Tannehill did. It's fine if you let it go for a couple of days. But then once you started playing cut, your knee will collapse, it'll give out. So that's really another telltale sign you have some damage there. But I expect him to start. I'm still going to start Stephon Diggs, Mike, but you know, going any deeper, Adam Thielen, not in Pittsburgh, not with a sore knee. I don't know if Bradford's going to be able to make it the whole game.
Yeah, so it's just something to keep in mind. He obviously had a great game. He's probably the best quarterback in football in week one. And you'll just have to deal with the consequences. And if it hurts Diggs and Thielen, at least we warned you. I don't think you can bench Diggs in any way. Thielen, I could see you having other options. And Dalvin Cook, the good news is the guy touched the ball 25 times, and it sounds like Pat Shurmur is going to keep doing that with Dalvin Cook.
He should. Cook looked good. He really looked great. Granted, it was the Saints. The Saints looked terrible. They didn't look like they knew what was going on in that game. I mean, they looked same old Saints, right? You know, except the offense.
It got worse
too.
As the game went on, George, too. That was what was so disturbing. It just was getting worse and worse and worse, and the Vikings just rolled them in the second half.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. The cornerbacks didn't know. They didn't look like they knew what a route combination was. And they were getting beat all over. These receivers were wide open. Diggs and Thielen. I mean, it was just kind of scary here. Like I said, it looked like the same old Saints. This is why, come Sunday, Patriots are going to score a few points.
It's not the landing, the soft landing that the Saints needed. So, Danelle Pumphrey, who many of you probably snagged in deeper leagues and in later rounds as maybe a depth back, he tore his hamstring in Wednesday's practice, and he's placed on injured reserve by Friday. So it's obviously pretty severe. It's unfortunate. He was going to be a nice kind of change of pace back. He's 5'9". He impressed a lot during the offseason. So, unfortunately, he'll be out. Odell Beckham, we continue to wait word on that, right? He was a limited participant in yesterday's practice. This ankle is going to be look, George and I are both here in New York. This ankle is talked about more than any story in sports here. So we're going to have to wait and see. Yeah, we're just going to have to wait and see on Odell. I mean, that's all I can say.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for fantasy owners. This is a Monday night game.
Yeah.
If your second choice is playing Sunday, what do you do? I mean, are you going to wait for Monday night? I assume Odell plays. I do. I thought that last week too, though. Now he said it's a 6-12 week injury. This injury keeps getting worse. But did they cut the ankle off? So you have a lot of tough decisions here. I don't know if I'm going to wait on Odell Beckham.
I don't think I would either, but we're going to wait to give you some more information about injuries after the break. It's Mike and George on the Roto Experts.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-625-4922 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-625-4922. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-625-4922 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Since 1995, Real-Time Fantasy Sports has been the most trusted site in the fantasy industry. Home to an award-winning commissioner service and endless money leagues offered at a variety of formats and skill levels, RTSports.com is the only destination for the fantasy player who wants it all. Plus, RTSports offers the most reliable and quickest payouts for any level of fantasy player. Do you like trades? Hate trades? Want a league for just 3 weeks? No problem. RTSports.com offers it all. And to ease the gameplay for all kinds of players, we're optimized for desktop, phone, or your tablet, making it simple to play wherever, whenever. Ready to get started? Head to rtsports.com/lobby to check out all the games we have to offer and sign up to play today. rtsports.com, everything a fantasy player could ever want under one award-winning roof.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Welcome back to the Roto Experts. If you have any questions about your lineup, please hit us up on Twitter today, at FNTSY Radio, or individually, I'm at Mike Blewett. George is at George Kurtz. It's K-U-R-T-Z. Blewett is B-L-E-W-I-T-T, by the way. And if you wanted to give us a call, please do at 844-843-6879. That's 84-FNTSY. So, again, hit us up with those lineup questions. I know George and I answer them during the week. George, you handle like any Roto Experts questions during the week as well online?
Yes, I do. Well, I answer pretty much questions anywhere and everywhere. The Roto Experts email answer queue, but I believe that's closing down. I think only if you have prior credits can you still ask those questions. I guess they want you to go more look into the package. That's why we have it there. All questions could be answered there.
Yeah, there you go. So, Scott Engel does a live chat on Sunday mornings as well. George is also during
Tuesday
the week,
night.
Tuesday nights, Fantasy Black Book with Joe Pisapia. I host Sundays with Joe Pisapia and Scott Engel.
No, I do a chat. I do a chat on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8.
Got it. Sorry. It's too much information all at once. So, my bad. But in any event,
mission overload.
Yeah. Back to the injuries. So, we got Odell's ankle. We got Richard Sherman. We talked about Sam Bradford, Danelle Pumphrey. Richard Sherman listed as questionable for Sunday's game. Looks like he's a game-time decision. I know you guys don't individually own Richard Sherman, but it's something to consider as Seattle currently at 0-1 and hosting the 49ers, so much easier game for them, but Richard Sherman may not play. Minnesota Vikings linebacker Anthony Barr, quarterback Sam Bradford, as I mentioned, and cornerback Xavier Rhodes are all questionable. So big-time players there, but we expect Bradford to be maybe limited, but still playing. New England Patriots linebacker Dante Hightower, wideout Danny Amendola, and Matthew Slater, their return specialists, are all out for Sunday's game against New Orleans. Cleveland Browns rookie Myles Garrett will miss his second consecutive game. Dallas Cowboys, geez. I mean, if there's one team that doesn't need injuries in their defensive backfield, George, it is the Dallas Cowboys, and they got two. Byron Jones, Orlando Scandrick out, and Byron Jones limited in practice. That's brutal, man. You guys cannot get the defense. Yeah, George is a Cowboys fan, but you guys just cannot get this right.
Oh, I think you're really going a little bit over deep edge here. Scandrick's out for one game. It's not a big loss. He has a, he's got a broken hand. Sounds worse than it is. Had surgery. He actually wants to play tomorrow, but he'll be out. Byron Jones probably plays. Could miss the game. But keep in mind, yeah, the Cowboys drafted like 18 cornerbacks, and some of these guys actually look kind of good. So, two missed last week. One comes back this week. They'll be okay. You know, defense is going to win them games anyway. Although I guess you could make an argument against the Giants, it did. But the key to this game will be the running back of Ezekiel Elliott.
No doubt. Going over to the Broncos. So running back Devontae Booker ruled out, but expected back next week, George. We've been talking a lot about Devontae Booker during the preseason as a guy that you could have gotten later in drafts. I've stashed him on a couple of teams, hoping that there could be something there. Do you expect when he comes back next week that this is a little bit more of a timeshare, or is this C.J. Anderson's job and everybody else is just waiting for him to lose it?
C.J. Anderson looked pretty good to me on Monday night, right? So I think it's his job to lose. I think he doesn't have a lot of rope to hang himself with. If he has a bad game or two, you're going to see some of Booker. Jamaal Charles also looked good. So this is becoming another team with a quagmire at running backs. But if I have C.J. Anderson, and I do in one league, I'm okay with it. You know, I'm not going to panic too much. But like I said, he has a bad game or a bad couple of series. It wouldn't shock me if, Booker gets some carries as well. I don't know if you're ever going to see a game where C.J. Anderson gets 20-plus carries. Now with Charles there, now with Booker coming back soon. So it can be a problem.
True. We'll move on to the Bills. LeSean McCoy had a scheduled rest day dealing with a sore groin. Bills say it's nothing serious. So I think you just deal with LeSean McCoy. Obviously, he's in your starting lineup. No questions asked, but keep an eye on it. It could be something where maybe you want to pick up a handcuff if you have extra spots there. So Redskins receiver Josh Doctson, questionable for the game against the Rams. George, he's a guy that, like, honestly, I don't even consider him rosterable. I didn't before the season. I don't consider him rosterable until this guy can actually be healthy for a few games.
Yeah, this is not really news. Doctson's fine. Don't start him. He probably should be on your team anyway. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. But I'm not worried about Josh Doctson. Even if he was healthy, I wouldn't be starting him here.
I agree with you. Texans did have a couple of injuries from the game the other night. Jonathan Joseph and Kevin Johnson, defensive backs. Just something to keep in mind that they're going to be hampered there. The Chargers have ruled out cornerback Jason Verrett, George. And of all the defensive injuries that I've mentioned so far, this one's probably the most significant. Jason Verrett really considered to be a top corner in the league. That could mean an easier time for somebody like Devontae Parker.
Yes, it could, which makes life a little bit more interesting. Although we're hearing that Wayward may be on Parker, on Devontae Parker. So that maybe not so much. Maybe you want to keep that in mind, depending on how they decide to play things. Because the Dolphins also added Jarvis Landry to the injury report late, that he's a little banged up.
Yep.
So the Chargers may be thinking Parker's the more healthy guy, Parker's the big play guy. We'll put our number one cornerback that's left on Parker, and we'll leave Landry to the others.
Very true. Beyond that, most of the injuries are a lot of interior linemen. I would mention again, Jordan Howard. As you said, he's an addition to the injury report. He's got a shoulder injury listed as questionable. Looks like he'll play, George, but again, you know, we're dealing with a guy there who people started to get a little scared in week one that he wasn't getting the requisite number of touches because Tariq Cohen had 25 touches. Now, Howard got the touchdown, and life was good again. But when a guy is potentially limited, it could be more of a timeshare, at least in week two, for Cohen and Howard.
I think people need to relax a little bit. Howard's going to get his touches. There's no one else there, boys and girls.
Yeah.
It may only be Howard and Cohen getting touches on that team. And as far as anything, because there's no, who are they going to throw the ball to? You know, Kendall Wright? Ooh. Zach Miller? Ooh. You know, that's all they have. So it's going to be a lot of a Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard show. As I said, I did I've benched Jordan Howard in the league. Wish I didn't now. Wish I was going to roll the dice. I think I had pretty much four running backs for three spots, and I ended up going deciding to sit Howard because I didn't want to take a chance that the injury got worse. But it looks from all reports now he's going to play. Maybe he'll be in somewhat of a limited role. But truth is, I wish I had that move to do all over again because I'm not really all that worried about Howard.
I totally understand that. And the last thing I'd mention on the injury report, Reuben Foster, rookie linebacker for the Niners that they had a lot of expectations put on, high ankle sprain. He's going to be out for a while. He'll be out for probably a month. So it makes life a little bit easier for the Seahawks running game, which honestly, I don't even know who you want to put in there right now, George, because it's a mess.
Yeah, actually, it's funny that Reuben Foster injury hurts me. I actually drafted him in a dynasty league, and I was starting him. So, not happy about this. High ankle, probably out about a month. So that's disappointing.
Yeah, George and I are in the same league, but we draft in the similar pools because it's a big 32-team conference, 16 teams in each. So George and I both have Reuben Foster on teams, and we'll both be dealing with him on the sidelines for a while. So that's really it for the injury report. I don't think there's anything else that we need to take a look at there, George. Odell Beckham, unfortunately, I think is the biggest quandary that people are going to have. And with the Monday night start, honestly, I know he's going to want to play. But if you're a fantasy owner and if you're a Giants fan, I think you're almost just hoping he doesn't play this week for the simple reason that I wouldn't want it to linger any longer. Now, they look a little desperate, right? Because the offense was so bad in week one against the Cowboys. They might be motivated to play him sooner than they would otherwise like. But I personally think that that's a mistake.
He's participating in practice, so I expect him to play. Whether it's a mistake or not, we're just guessing here. You know, how healed is he? But originally, I think he said on Wednesday it's a 6 to 8 week injury. This is week four, I think, of those, or maybe five at most. So he certainly would be coming back early. What it comes down to this, Mike, is this. If you have Beckham on your team Monday night, and let's say you can't pick up Marshall or Galladay or someone like that to cover yourself in case he doesn't go. You know, and you may even be thinking, well, even if he does go, maybe he won't be at 100%, maybe more of a decoy just out there. And I can buy that as well. Who do you have that you can plug into your lineup on Sunday over him? You know, if we're talking somebody of the ilk of Adam Thielen, a guy you think about benching, okay, I'll play Thielen. You know, even with Sam Bradford's injury, I'll play Thielen. I can cover myself there. I won't lose that badly. You know, if we're going down, are we going down Brandon Coleman? You know, someone like that, probably can't do it. I can start Chris Hogan over him because I like that matchup. I like that game there. You know, so I think really, that's what it comes down to me, Mike. Who would you start over Beckham?
Yeah.
That's the decision you need to make.
Yeah, and considering Odell Beckham was a first-round pick in every league, it's really, I mean, it's rare that you're going to have guys that you can fill in. As George said, Hogan is a unique case. I have Hogan in one league. I don't even think I'm playing him because I got like Amari Cooper. I got maybe a Golden Tate or something like that in there. It's a tough decision for me because we have really thin benches, and I happen to have a strong wide receiving core. But going back to the Beckham thing, I think George is right. I think it's just a matter of who you're replacing him with. It would have to be somebody that you really like in order to just outright bench Odell. But I understand. You don't want to take a zero, and you're not going to find out, unfortunately, George, tomorrow at 11:30.
No, you're going to find out at 7 o'clock. Nothing there in act is coming for that game. And I have a parent-teacher conference. Lucky me.
Good times.
So listen, you know, I think it's an open house, actually, not a conference. School just started, but either way, it sucks. Listen, you got to do what you got to do. But I think it comes down to what you have on your roster. You know, if you have somebody that's a good plug-in player, and you know me, Mike, I'm conservative. I think you said it perfectly. I don't want to take a zero. You know, supposed to have a decent game. I'm going to plug him in there, and you know, this way I'll cover myself up that way.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you to pick up Roger Lewis or anybody else like that to fill in for him. It's just not going to be comparable. You probably have better receivers on your roster than the guys that I can tell you to back him up with on a Monday night. We'll come back, wrap up the hour on the Roto Experts with Mike and George.
The Tout Wars Hour.
I think IDP is the only way to play. And I think it teaches you a lot more about the game, which eventually helps you with the offensive players, because you know who the good defensive players are. You know what cornerbacks are good and who they're going to be matched up against week in and week out. It helps you with your sit-start stuff. I love IDP.
You get to root for both sides of the ball. I kind of want to play college football IDP.
I would do that with
play
you.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
I got one.
Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Draft World Fantasy Sports brings the games to you with real cash prizes. Kick off your season. Choose your league. Draft your players. Or let Draft World's quick pick wizard get you started. Then turn your knowledge into cash. Draft World offers low commissions on all fantasy sports. Cash prizes are paid as each league ends automatically. And every day, a new Draft World season starts. It's the world's way to play fantasy sports. DraftWorld.com.
Fantasy freestyle.
There's some wide receivers that are now apparently on the trading block. Okay, I told you about Jarvis Landry before. The Chargers might be shopping Dontrell Inman. And if you're a big fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you know I love Dontrell Inman. He's the Inman. The fighter of the night, man. That could mean, because they have faith in guys like Travis Benjamin, Tyrell Williams. That could be why even Mike Williams' health. Keep an eye out on that.
Weekdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we've ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Muscle Maker Grill was made for baseball season. Muscle Maker Grill supplies you with delicious, healthy meals that will give you energy to cheer on your team week after week. Whether you're craving flavorful salad, packed wraps, or guiltless entrees, Muscle Maker Grill has you covered. Hosting a game? No problem. Our catering packages will have your whole team satisfied with flavors ranging from Italian to Tex-Mex and much, much more. Visit MuscleMakerGrill.com for your nearest location and have a winning season.
On Target Fantasy Football.
Do you consider The Rock, Face Off, and Con Air a trilogy? Because I do. I consider that the Nicolas Cage trilogy, and it's one of the best trilogies of all movie time.
I'm not as big a fan of The Rock as some other people are. I mean, I like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, way more than I actually like the film The Rock.
But I think if you say that the best trilogies of all time, you know, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, I think that's a pretty great trilogy.
Weekdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, FNTSY.com/radio.
Back in the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening. If you're listening through the app, great. If you're listening through iHeartRadio or TuneIn, thank you for finding us and thanks for listening. I want to tell you about one thing first, and I'd like you to go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. And once you're there, you're going to find out a lot about DKMS's mission to fight blood cancer. We'd like a couple of things to happen here. A, you can make a donation, or B, you can sign up to be a bone marrow donor. Their mission really is to increase the world's capacity to handle bone marrow donors and create more donations for people. So Roto Experts, along with DKMS and Fantasy Draft, is teaming together to try to increase that roster of people from which they can pull. So once you're there at rotoexperts.com/DKMS, you're going to find a link to Fantasy Draft. And through that link, you can play in a free DFS fantasy football contest that we are co-sponsoring each and every week. There's a new contest. We had the contest in week one. For the next 15 weeks, we're going to continue to do those contests. And those weekly winners are going to be put into a week 17 contest. And, George, what happens if somebody wins that week 17 contest?
I believe they get to go to the Super Bowl.
That's right. They get two tickets to the Super Bowl 52 in Minnesota, in the new palace up in Minneapolis. So please go again and read about DKMS's mission. But more importantly, you can sign up, play in this free contest, and get a chance to win tickets to the Super Bowl. So I just put in my lineup earlier this morning. Might make some tweaks, but I would just say Thomas Brady will be in there, George, along with a little stack with Brandon Cooks. Sort of like how that's looking this weekend for DFS.
I think there's a lot of interesting plays in DFS this weekend. I think this is the Saints and Patriots. You're searching for reasons to put a player in that game, right? Because that game should be a lot of points being scored here. So that's a game, yeah, I'll be looking forward to that game as well, Mike.
Do you think the Saints can put up a lot of points on the Pats?
The way the Pats looked in week one? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That defense didn't look good at all. I mean, listen, I think your two best overs this weekend are probably that game in Green Bay, Atlanta.
I would agree. You expect them both to be a lot of points there. The Patriots gave up the most yardage ever. Most yardage ever that a Belichick team has given up was to Alex Smith and the Chiefs in week one. So we do have a caller, which we'll get to right now. And I believe it is Benjamin from D.C. with a flex question. Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
What do you have for us?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
Okay. And what's your question, Ben?
The question is, I'm trying to figure out whether to use Mike Thomas as a flex player. On my bench, I have White, Rudolph, Hogan, and Wallace.
All right. So you're trying to figure out if Mike Thomas is your flex player, and you got to give me the players again. Was it Kyle Rudolph? Who else?
James White for New England, Hogan for New England, and Thomas Ross for Seattle. I picked up Hogan and Ross because I wanted to add Johnson and Woodhead.
Got it. So, all right. So you really hampered at running back there. Is the scoring standard or PPR, Ben?
PPR, 10 teams.
Okay, George, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You're starting Michael Thomas in the flex. You must have really good wide receiver group where he's down that low, where he's not even starting wide receivers here. Michael Thomas, easy choice here. We just said it. Lots of points coming tomorrow.
Yeah. If you had to rank, though, let's just do that for him in case he can mix some guys around. I mean, Kyle Rudolph's been a really reliable target, and we like Chris Hogan in this game, too, going up against those weak Saints corners.
Yeah, Hogan's probably the guy I would start next. Listen, I like him all to a degree outside of Rawls. I think Rawls might do some damage, but I'm not messing with that 3-4-headed monster running attack in Seattle.
Yeah, I think you got a lot of good options here, but Mike Thomas is the guy you got to start. He's your stud. You go with him, then Hogan, then White, then Rudolph. It's Mike and George. We'll be back after the break.